To be back with you again this morning, and we count a great privilege. We're thankful to the good God of heaven for this opportunity, and we have enjoyed being in the house of God. Appreciate the good singing this morning, and I mean that. There are a lot of places in which we go, they just don't have that, and do not take it for granted. Cherish it. Give God the glory. And thank God, sing with all your heart as unto the Lord. Well, we're thankful and grateful for the grace of God that's real. I'm glad, friend, that God is still on the throne in this hour. I'm glad He's working all things after the counsel of His own will. And thank God He's doing that pleases Him. I'm just glad to be part of God's family in God's plan, and I give Him glory. I'm undeserving today of anything the Lord has done for me, but truly, God has been so good to me, and I appreciate Him very much. And the gospel according to Mark this morning is where we'll take our text. You pray for us that God would help us today. Truly, without Him, we can do nothing. I believe exactly what Jesus said as He spoke to His disciples. I don't think I can do a little bit. I believe without Him, I can do absolutely nothing. But through Him and by Him, all things are possible today. I like to be a vessel the Lord could use to be a help to you and bring glory unto the Lord today. But here in the Word of God, in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 4, and I'll begin here in verse 34, the Bible said, "But without a parable spake He not unto them, and when they were alone, He expounded all things to His disciples." The Bible goes on to tell us, "And the same day, when even was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when He had sent the multitude, He took with Him, as it were, in the ship, and there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake Him, and said to Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind, and saith unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? They feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Chapter 5 and verse 1, And it came, and they came over to the other side of the sea, and to the country of the Gadarenes. As we look here in the Word of God this morning, I'm very interested, friend, in what's taking place, and what Jesus would say unto His disciples. Here in the Word of God, a great multitude had gathered, friend, by the sea to hear the words that Jesus had to say unto them. The Bible tells us, our Lord now sat in a ship, and He taught the multitude that stood on the land. And He spake to them in parables. And the Bible tells us here in the Word of God that without a parable spake He not unto them. It was His design and plan to do it this way. But when the parables were over and the multitude had gone back to the house, He would then expound these truths unto His disciples. But the Bible tells us here in verse 35, and the same day, the very same day, when even was come, other words, friend, the day now is far spent, and the sun is sinking low, the Bible tells us, friend, He said unto His disciples, Let us pass over unto the other side. Now, this scripture, this account, you'll find it in Matthew's Gospel, and you'll also find it in the Gospel according to Luke. And really, what it does, it gives us an opportunity to be able to view what the Savior is saying from different aspects or different directions.
and it really helps us to understand more about what is taking place here in the Word of God. But I'm interested, friend, in what Jesus is saying unto His disciples here in the Scripture. I want to say we understand all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. I do not have a book that contains the Word of God, but I have a book, friend, that is the Word of God. And so from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, I have the inspired Word of God. But then we also not only have inspiration, but then we have the interpretation. Now I'm going to tell you something, friend. I certainly don't understand all of it, but God said what He meant, and He meant what He said. And this Scripture is no private interpretation. It doesn't mean one thing to you, and one thing to me, and something to somebody else. But friend, God's Word simply means what He said here for us this morning. But there's also application. Amen. We can take these truths, these things, these events that took place, and there are applications, friend, that we can apply to my life and to your life. It helps us in our daily living for God. I don't know about you, but I need God's help, not just sometimes, but all the time, not just today, but every day, not just right now, but after a while, friend. I appreciate these. And so as I look at the Scripture, the Lord said unto these men, let us pass over unto the other side. Now as I look at these Scriptures, I think it's important to note, friend, that Jesus did not say, let us try to pass over. A lot of people feel like they're serving a God, friend, who's trying. But God's not trying to do anything. God has never tried to do anything. But He does that that pleases Him. Now, I'll tell you something, friend, I say a lot so much sometimes, I can't remember where I've said it, but God does that pleases Him. Amen. Always, friend. He always does that pleases Him, and He only does those things that please Him. Preacher, He hadn't asked me if it pleases me. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad, friend. It's not up for debate this morning. God doesn't want a debating society. Thank God He's not interested in my opinion this morning. But He's doing that pleases Him. So He didn't say, let's try to pass over. Nor did He say, I hope we can pass over. See, a lot of folk are living for God like they hope they make it. But I beg to differ. Amen, friend, we're going to make it. Why do you know that? Because He lives in us. Thank God He is our hope. It's not what I can do in myself, but it's what God can do with me and through me for His glory. Amen. I'm glad He didn't get the disciples together and say, fellas, let's discuss this and let's talk about this and let's take a vote and see if you would like to go to the other side. None of those things ever came up. But Jesus said Himself, let us pass over unto the other side. Well, I'm going to tell you what, child of God, we're going to pass over to the other side. Other words, friend, we're on this side, but praise God, there is another side. Amen. A side, friend, praise God, that is far better, friend, than what we have right here. And the Lord said to these men, we're going to pass over, thank God, to that side. I'm glad to report to you, friend, there is a better day coming. Praise God. There's a better place and a better country. And I promise you this, friend. Thank God, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're headed to the other side. Now, let me just say a couple of things. Number one, friend, if you're going to pass over the other side, you're going to have to get in the boat. Is that not right? See, there's a lot of folk want to go to heaven when they die, but when they've never got in Christ. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, He's not a way. He is the way. Praise God. And outside of Him, there is no other. I'm going to tell you what, friend, you better make sure this morning, above all things, that you know you've been born again by the power of God Almighty. Hey, friend, time is short. You better understand that today. Don't gamble free with your soul. And if God's a beckoning unto your heart, I'd make a move toward Him. Hey, friend, these men were in the boat with God. He said, we're going to the other side. But I'm simply saying, you need to look on the inside and see where you are with Him. Amen. There's a lot of folk on the shore, not many in the ship. How do you know that? Because He said, few there be that find it. I realize, friend, as a whole this morning, we are in the minority. But I'm glad I'm in the boat with the Master. Thank God. I'm glad, praise God, He called me in. That's how I got in. I didn't volunteer to get in. Praise God, I got called in. Hey, preacher, I remember the day, brother, when He called my name. Thank God. Hey, brother Tim, I remember, praise God, that Sunday morning when I got in. Thank God. I tell you, I'll be honest, I didn't come to get in. But praise God, He was there waiting on me. Like the woman at the well, friend. He had different plans than my plans. And He changed my plans. And I got to want what He wanted for me. And I left different when I come. I believe it's scripture this morning. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. So, brother, you're going to have to get in the boat. Man better be sure he's in. Thank God. And I believe this. I believe if you're in with Him, you know you're in. I don't have to try to convince you you're in. I don't have to tell you you're in. Praise God, you can tell me about it. Praise God. I tell you what, friend, you may not remember the dates, and I'm not big on that anyhow, but I tell you what you will have. You'll have a place, and you'll have an experience. Thank God that you'll never get over. Praise God. I know where it took place then because I was there. Thank God. I know what He did for me, how He changed my life, and changed my mind. And changed my attitude. It changed my direction. Praise God. I got in the boat with Him. Thank the Lord. And I'm headed to the other side. Praise God. Oh, yes. I can't hardly wait till I get there. Hey, man, I tell you what, friend. This world is a wicked place. It's getting worse by the minute. But I want you to understand something. Thank God we're headed to the other side. I don't know about tomorrow. But praise God, He's got this thing. He's got it. Praise God, God's got it. Sometimes I like to say things like this. I've got this. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, I really don't have anything. But I found out when I got born again by the power of God, I got placed in His hand. Amen. And He's got this thing. And He's got me. Praise the Lord. I can't jump out. Ain't trying to jump out. I can't get out and you can't make me get out. Praise God, I'm in the mighty hand of God. That omnipotent hand. Thank the Lord. I appreciate it. Praise God. I tell you, I'm glad. I know my future is sure in Him today. There's a lot of things that are not sure. There's a lot of things that are not. But I tell you what, friend, praise God, my destiny is sealed. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. I'm talking about my destiny sealed, friend. You know what these men had? They had a specific destination. Amen. You know what Jesus said? We're headed to the other side. Praise God. That's where we're going, boys. Praise God. We're headed to the other side. See, He determined their destination. Praise God for that. Aren't you glad, friend? He's determined your destination. Amen to God. Hey, brother, I'm as good as there. Thank God. As a matter of fact, John's already saw me there. You better believe it's right. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting to get there. Amen. But there's the destination. Amen. The end or the purpose is what He's saying. And by the way, God has a purpose. And you understand, you that are saved by the grace of God, you were saved on purpose and for purpose. And don't ever forget that. It wasn't an accident, Brother Tim, when I got born again. It wasn't that God, hey, preacher, it wasn't that God, hey, man, got took by surprise that day and said, well, my soul, I didn't see that coming. Oh, my soul, friend, I didn't see it coming. But praise God, He saw it. Thank God. And praise God, I got saved on purpose. I didn't know I would preach. I had no idea about that. Hey, friend, I just knew I got saved. Oh, but God had a purpose in mind. My soul, friend, and God would do that for me. You understand how important you are to God. It's part of the body. It's part of the family of God. God has a purpose for you, friend. You better believe it's right. Now, I'm going to tell you what, it makes no difference how you rate your purpose. All of it's important. I began to think about the body, friend. The body has many members, but I love all my members. Amen. Every member is important. And when one member suffers, the body suffers. Amen. That's right. I just want you to understand you're important. And don't let Satan tell you that you're not. Hey, I tell you, friend, you make a difference for the glory of God. You're important to Him. He seals your destination. And you're headed, praise God, by His grace, to the other side. Oh, my soul. But I began to think about this, and I don't know, I want to be careful that I'm not adding to the Scripture. But sometimes, friend, there's just things between the lines. Praise God, you can see. Amen. See, evening time has come. Amen. And the sun is starting to set. If I've been on the lake, praise God. Amen. When the sun starts to set, thank God, that's beautiful, friend. I'm telling you. Praise God. That sun is a sinking and the sky is beautiful. Praise God. And that water was calm under them. And they was all in that boat. And Jesus said, "Forth, we're just going to go on over to the other side." I'm sure they were probably excited about that. I mean, after all, going board with God. Amen. Thank God, you can be excited about that. Hey, the water's calm under them. And the sun is a setting. Praise God. And the wind's probably blowing soft. And it's just a good day to be on the lake, praise God. And they're excited about going to the other side. Kind of like it was when you got born again by the power of God. You thought, well, my soul, praise God, I can't hardly wait to get to the other side. But it's amazing how it can be calm one moment and all of a sudden turbulent the next. Isn't that right? Oh, my. See, what happened was they didn't see it coming. But I'm going to be honest, I'm glad there's a lot of things I can't see coming. If God let me see it coming, I might not get out of bed, might not leave the house. But He said, trust me. Isn't that what He said? The same God that's brought me safely thus far, He will safely lead me home. I promise you that, friend. But I see the darkness coming in, and because the Bible said evening was come. The sun is setting. Brother, it's getting dark. Amen. And brother, the darker it gets, the harder it is to see. Amen. Here they are out there. But it ain't like they had lights everywhere and everything lit up. I'm talking about it's getting dark. But after all, I mean, things are kind of calm now. And the Lord, friend, He's on board. And everything looks good. And it must have been so peaceful that the Master said, I tell you what I'm going to do. Praise God, I'm going to go back here and lay on this pillow and go to sleep. See, you can see the humanity of Christ and the deity of Christ. Praise God in this. And I promise you this, friend. He was God, always had been God. And always will be. But praise God, that human part of Him allowed Him to go back there and to take a sleep, praise God, and to slumber. But even in the midst of all of that, He was still God, still in control, and still aware of all things. I cannot explain it. I ain't going to try to explain it, praise God. But I can enjoy it, praise God, to know He knows where I'm at today. Oh, yes. And so Jesus is asleep on a pillow. And I'm sure, friend, the conversation is taking place between the men and they're glad to have a little relaxation. Hey, man, they feel pretty good about it because I'm going to tell you something. Brother John and James, and Peter and Andrew, praise God, they know about ships. They've been out on before. Hey, man, they know about it. But praise God, something happened. And the Bible tells us here, thank God, after He sent the multitude away, there arose a great storm of wind. A great storm. Well, there's a difference just between a storm and a great storm. Amen. These men are in it. And I tell you what, friend, whether you know it or not, Jesus let them right into it. Amen. Not to hurt them, but to help them. Amen. And brother, a lot of times it's these type of things that reveal to us what we really are. See, the Lord knows what we are. He knows what we're capable of. He knows how we're going to react. Amen. But oftentimes, friend, we don't know how we're going to react. We're not sure what we're going to do. But friend, the Lord shows us where we are and who we are. And so a great storm of wind has come. And as I look at the Scripture here, the Bible tells us here in the Word of God that the waves beat into the ship and it was now full. And I began to think about, I was thinking about this yesterday, and brother, it just sat heavy on me. The Bible said the waves beat into the ship, amen. Other words, friend, this boat didn't just start filling up, hey friend, from the bottom. There wasn't just a hole somewhere in the boat, and little by little, maybe unaware, it just kind of filled up. Hey, brother, it beat into the ship, amen. I mean, with such force, hey friend, it just pounded, it pounded, it pounded, amen. I'm going to tell you what, friend, that's what life will do sometimes. That's what this world will do to you. It'll pound on you when it was pounding on these disciples. Oh, yes. It means to throw upon. That's what it means to throw upon. And I mean, it's just like, friend, the ocean was just throwing it on them. And friend, they're trying to keep this thing afloat. Amen. And it's just pounding on them. And oftentimes, friend, when that happens, oh, my soul, fear gets in their heart. Amen. That's where they were. And I tell you what, friend, there's a lot of people, they're being pounded upon. And I've been in several places, and I want to thank God for it. But I see people who are being pounded and hit, hey, with great force everywhere they go. And it doesn't matter which direction they turn, friend. Hey, that water was coming in on them. And I tell you, it's one thing, friend, for your boat to fill up slowly. It's another thing, friend, all of a sudden, friend, pounded. It was hitting them so hard, they didn't even have a chance to throw the water out. Oh, my soul. And here they are. It's just hitting them, and it's hitting them, and it's hitting them. And after a while, friend, it's hard when you're being hit. Is that right? Oh, my soul. Things hit us sometimes out of the blue. We don't see it coming. And here it comes. And I can see it hit them on the right side. Friend, they're just trying to get over that. And then it hits them on the left side. And they're wondering, my soul, what's going on? And I thought the Lord said we're going to pass to the other side. And the Bible tells us here, and the ship was now full, to fill entirely. Amen. This bottle is not full. That's close. But it's not full. You know what? You can put a little bit more in that. Isn't that right? But when it gets full, you can't put no more in it. Now, you can keep pouring water in it, but all that water's just going to run out because after a while, friend, all we can take is what we can take. You know what happens? Sometimes we get full. Amen. Although the waves were still coming, but the ship was full. In other words, it couldn't hold anymore. And I mean, it was filled to capacity. Amen. Have you ever felt like you've been filled to capacity? And I'm talking about, friend, it seemed like the waves of adversity are crashing in on you and you're filled to capacity. And you're saying, my soul, Lord, I just can't take no more. My boat's full. Amen. That's where they were. I mean, that's where these people were, friend. They were holding as much as possible. There was no more to be held in. Friend, they were in a bad shape. And friend, it's dark on top of that. The boat is full. And here they are. And it's amazing sometimes what has to happen in our lives for us to really want to get a hold of God. And I'm going to tell you something. They didn't go wake him up when the wind started blowing against them hard. They didn't wake him up when the first wave crashed across the bow. But now that the ship is full and their lives are in jeopardy, now they're interested in going to get God. I'm going to tell you something. I want to be careful about not letting God be my last resort, but praise God, the first place that I go. Brother, there's a great lesson to be learned from Simon Peter. And I know, friend, that he took his eyes off of Jesus and beginning to sink, the Bible said, he said, Lord, save me. And immediately the Bible said the Lord stretched out his hand and called him. I don't believe it got too far under. I believe, friend, listen, as soon as he felt the water getting up around his ankles and knees, he was already crying out to the Master, praise God, save me. He didn't wait till he went down two or three times and tried to swim out this thing and make it back to the boat. Hey, there's a great lesson there, friend. Hey, we're going to call on him. The Bible said the boat's now full. And I began to read that and look at that, and here they are. Here they're in this place now, and darkness has come in, and the storm has come in, and the boat is now full, and we see their difficulties. I wish I could tell you that life's easy, but I wouldn't be telling the truth.
It's not. But I can tell you this, God's good. Life's hard, but God's faithful. You better believe it's right. Praise God. Hey, storms come, but there is peace. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. Brother, they've got some difficulties now. And the Lord's led them right into these difficulties. He knew about it. He knew what was coming, friend. And right out they went. Praise God. See, sometimes what we feel like, friend, it's designed to hurt us. It's really, friend, designed to help us. After a while, when we realize we came, He's our only hope. Amen. It changes our attitude. Changes our perspective on things. We realize, friend, if He don't do it, it ain't going to get done. And really, friend, they've overlooked a great miracle that's already taken place. Do you realize the boat's full? The boat is full. Not almost full. It's full. David's got a boat. We were out in the lake. They do that boat fishing. And they've taken the plugs out of the back of that thing to let some water drain out. And they forgot to put the plugs back in. And we're just cruising across the lake. And as long as we was moving pretty good, it wasn't too bad. Oh, but when we slowed down, winding in them coves and everything, all of a sudden we notice, hey, we're standing in water. Amen. That water's just seeping in. Amen. Oh, yeah. And friend, we notice that boat's getting a little bit lower. Praise God. But can I tell you something, friend? The boat hadn't gone under. The boat hadn't gone down. It's full of water. If that boat would have filled up, we'd all been at the bottom. Amen. But I tell you what, this boat, praise God, they were on. It hadn't gone under. And we went down the river one day. Hey, there was four of us in a two-man John boat, preacher. Number one, that's not real intelligent to start with, okay? Hey, but there we were going down the Yadkin River, and we got just about to our destination where we thought we was going to be. And one of the boys went to step out of the boat on a rock ledge there, and when he did, it just pushed the boat down about that far, and the water ran in, and the boat filled up, and the boat went down, and we went down. I'm just telling you, friend, when the boat fills up, you're going under. Oh, but wait a minute now, friend, as a child of God, there'll be times that God is going to let your boat fill up, amen. But you're still not going under. Praise God, you're going over. Praise the Lord. I tell you, friend, God said you're going over to the other side. Listen, our circumstances does not determine our destination. You understand that? Praise God. You said that they've got difficulties. Yeah, they sure do. But they're still going to the other side. Hey, friend, they've waded through the water and got back there to Jesus. Praise God. As if He doesn't care. As if He doesn't know. As if He's not aware. Hey, friend, begin to accuse Him and blame Him. Isn't that something, friend? Sometimes how things happen in our lives. You said, preacher, I never do that. You probably have. I'm not proud of it, but there's been a few times I've been a little bit aggravated with God. Amen. David got aggravated at Him. Elijah got aggravated at Him. And if they can, me and you can. And sometimes, friend, it's not even what we say with our mouth, but it's what we say in our heart. Amen. God, I don't understand, and I don't know why You let this happen. Amen. Get mad at God, and Lord, it seemed like this happens, and then this happens, then something else happens, and then you'll just finally, you know, get somewhere, and here comes somebody that don't know God, and don't love God, and don't care for God, and don't care for the church, and it seemed like everything they touch turns to gold. Amen. And you're saying, Lord, I just don't understand. Don't you understand? My boat's full. I can't take no more. He's aware of it. But have you ever stopped and see the boat still floating? It's still floating. It's still out there. Praise God. It ain't going under. Hallelujah. They didn't have to throw anything overboard. They didn't have to do anything. But that boat's still floating. And they make their way back to Jesus. And they wake Him. And you say, well, why'd they have to wake Him up? Praise God. Because, friend, what troubles us don't trouble Him. Isn't that right? And then what they said, they come to Him and said, trouble not the Master. Talking about that little girl that passed, trouble not the Master. But you got to understand, friend, what troubles us doesn't trouble Him. Thank God He's got a hold of this thing. He's asleep on the pillow, praise God. It's amazing how good you can rest if you never get a hold of the fact God's got a hold of you and you're going to the other side. You knew like Simon Peter did in the prison house as he lay between the guards, praise God. Fast asleep, I'm saying that's what God can do. Hey, church, we're headed. Thank God to the other side. Amen. Oh, that's my hope this morning.
Oh, that's my hope. Brother, I look around, I'm troubled. Seem like different things taking place. I can't believe we are where we are. I can't believe this nation's where it is as a nation. I can't believe the church world's where it is. And man, as a whole, I tell you, I'm shocked by it. But I tell you what, friend, I'm still headed to the other side. My destiny is sealed, friend. Hey, just any day now, the Lord's are coming, thank God. I'm headed home, praise God. And to be with Him, thank the Lord. Oh, He's got a place prepared for me. Thank God. And they're my place. That's personal to me. My place. Praise God. Brother, I tell you what, I got a home on high. And brother, just a little while, sometime after a while, if it be the good will of God, we'll turn that vehicle, praise God, back toward Davie County. I got a temporary dwelling place there, and I give God glory for it. I got a roof over my head, thank God, and I bless the name of the Lord. But I tell you what, Brother Tim, that's only a temporary dwelling place. That's all I got there. But my real home is on high. Amen to God. I bless the name of the Lord. I may never make it back to my temporary place, but thank God I'm going to make it to that place He's prepared for me. Somebody said, have you ever been there? I have not. Hey, but He's going to take me there, thank God. I'm not in this thing by myself, friend. Praise God, He's in here with me. I'm in Christ and He's in me. I can't explain that, but it's so, praise God. Hey, what, friend, He didn't tell you to make it the best way you can. Do you realize, friend, we were like that sheep lost, praise God, out in the wilderness. And I tell you what the good shepherd did. He came to exactly where we were. And I tell you what He did. He reached way down, friend. You know why He had to reach way down? Because we was all on the bottom, friend. Not just some of us, friend. Every one of us. And I tell you what He did when He tenderly lifted that sheep up. He didn't just set him up and then give him a good kick, amen, and say, look at the mess you're in. And I wish you'd, friend, look at yourself. And you just make it the best way you can. But I tell you what He did. He put that sheep on His shoulders and praised God. He's a carrying Him. Hey, you may think you're doing this thing by yourself. Hey, but you're not doing it, friend. He's a doing it, thank God. He's a carrying you. He's a toting you. He's a helping you, praise God. And you're going to the other side. You're going to the other side. Oh, my, their difficulties. But it was their difficulties that drove them to the Master. Oh, yes. My soul. Boy, I appreciate the Lord and His tenderness. Thank God, you talk about full of compassion. Hey, brother, that's a great message. Not much compassion in the world. Not much love in the world. Oh, but He's full of compassion. Thank God they've come back there. Hey, friend, their difficulties, friend, just, I mean, listen, they're full of unbelief. Now, I'm not going to throw rocks at them. My soul, if I'd have been on board, I'd have probably been right there with them. I'd have been, hey man, I might have been the first one that got a hold of Jesus and said, don't you even care? Don't you even care about what I'm going through? I've said that in this life. I said, Lord, don't you care? Don't you know? And He said, I care and I know. Praise God. I'm going to tell you what, there's been a few times I did not think I was going to make it. I did not believe I was going to make it. Hey, when I didn't know what to do. But my soul, that time has done rolled by. And those days are somewhere in the past. And praise God, today I'm a standing here by the grace of Almighty God. You said, why is that picture? Because I'm headed, thank God, to the other side. Oh, yes. Brother, I tell you what, we're getting closer and closer and closer. Thank God, friend. We might be surprised just how close we are. And you say, well, preacher, my boat's full. Yeah, but you're still headed to the other side. And they're full of doubt. These men come there. They're full of unbelief. And they began to give accusations to the Lord. And I tell you what, friend, when your heart gets full of unbelief and you get fear in your heart, it changes the way you talk. You notice that? It does. It's amazing how I can talk one day and how my talk's different the next. How on Sunday morning, praise God. Amen. I'm testifying the goodness of God. But if I'm not careful before the sun sets, I'm complaining in my heart. Amen. Why is that? Because these difficulties come. But the Lord wants me to understand whether it's difficult times or good times, whether the sun's shining, friend, or the darkness is rolled in, whether the waves are beating on me or not, He's the same God and He has not changed. And praise God, my destiny has not changed. And praise God, I'm still in good standing with God and I'm still in His hand. And thank God, He's taken me to the other side and I am going to make it. He's made me a promise and God cannot lie. He cannot break His promise, friend. He can't change His mind. Aren't you glad for that? He said, I'm going. And thank God I am. Oh, my. And they said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Oh, don't you care? Don't you care? Boy, I like his attitude. "Carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus arose. Amen. He just got up off of that pillow. Thank God, man, he's sleeping good. Thank God. And they wake him. They probably shook him. And they're all probably joined in together. And every one of them saying, "Don't you care?" And, "Lord, don't you care?" And, "I thought you cared." And, I don't understand why we're going through this. And, "I don't understand why we're here right now." And he just gets up. Praise God. And I don't know how quickly he moved. He could have, do like I found out as I get older, friend. Takes me a little bit longer, friend. Praise God, to get going. Hey, man, I'll wake up in the morning. Then I'll sit up on the side of the bed. I'll stretch a little bit, praise God, before my feet hit the floor. Now I can see the Lord probably taking His time, because I don't see where He ever rushed to do anything. I mean, maybe you see that, and maybe I've missed that, and I may have, but I don't see where He ran to get anywhere. I see where folk ran to come to Him, but I don't see where He ran to go anywhere. Why is that? Because He's on time every time, praise God. He knows when to leave to get there. I can see Him kind of sit up, praise God, and maybe stretch a little bit, look around. And all the disciples are looking at Him saying, "Lord, don't you care?" He just stands up, praise God. And the first thing He did was rebuke this wind. Isn't that something? Not them, but the storm. Amen. He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace be still." Isn't that good? If I'd have been in charge of that, first thing I'd want to do was let every one of them have it. Isn't that right? Just line them all up, friend, and told them what I thought about them. Oh, but friend, aren't you glad Jesus isn't like that? Praise God. As a matter of fact, sometimes when I've been my worst, He's at His best. Can you explain that to me? When I have failed Him miserably, praise God, the love He's shown to me, I cannot explain. Hey, friend, when I have just quit in my heart, praise God, He's wrapped me up in those loving arms. And thank God, held me close to Him. I praise God, when I've been troubled, friend, He soothed me like a child. I see these young children around here, and praise God, I hold them, thank God. That's what God does to us, friend. It's amazing, friend, how when He pulls us up close, it begins to bring comfort and peace. Thank God, like nothing else will do. Hey, man, that's really what He's doing. And He gets up and He said, "Peace, be still." And it just quit. It had to quit. Because He said for it to quit. You understand that? It wasn't up for debate. Hey, amen. He said, "Peace, be still." And there they were. Hey, amen. And Jesus is sitting there looking at them, and they're looking at Him. Amen. And they really don't know what to think about it. Amen. What's God done in your life, friend? You just really didn't know what to think about it. You really didn't know what to say. I have found out sometimes it's better if we just don't say anything. Isn't that right? And as I look here in the Scripture, the Bible tells us He arose and rebuked the wind and said, "Peace be still." And the wind, it ceased. And there was a great calm. The best I can understand from that, it just laid down flat. Like this floor. I'm talking about peaceful. And there they are. And they're looking at Him, and He's looking at them. And then He asked them this question. And I don't believe, friend, He did it in a snarky way. That's not His way. And I can look at Him as he says, why are you so fearful? Why? Why are you so fearful? Well, why are you afraid? He said, I'm here. You don't have to be afraid. Amen. You don't have, what they're doing is, see, they have seen their situation and they have imagined what the worst case scenario would be. And that's where they're locked in at, because that's sometimes how we are. But friend, if we realize He's right there for us, praise God, and we get close to Him and there's peace with Him. Oh, yes. But I'm going to tell you what, friend, you get close to Him. Thank God, it's amazing how things change. Amen. How comforting it is. I thought Dave and Jennifer and Keeley took off, it's been several months ago, and they went up around Pigeon Forge, and when they were up there, the day they were leaving, pretty good sized black bear coming through the yard where they were, and they took some pictures of it. Amen. Because they're everywhere up there. There that bear was, and they was excited about seeing the bear, and they sent us pictures, you know, and then they just come on home. And then over the 4th of July, We was preaching up in the mountains, and David said, "We're going up to Beach Mount. Would you like to come with us?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "We'll leave the service. And praise God, we'll meet y'all up there." And that's what we did. We got up there. And when I got up there, they were already unpacked. This thing was set up where you had a room upstairs, the main room, and then there's some bedrooms in the basement part of it, right on the side of the mountain there. And Keely had already picked out the room for us. Hey, man, I like that too, brother. Because ain't nothing like being grandpa. Praise God. I promise you that. And she had a bunk bed over there, and she was excited about staying in that bunk bed. And then right across from it, I mean, like from me to you, is a big bed. Praise God, that's where I'm going to sleep at. Praise God, that big bed. Amen. And so we're excited, and she's excited about this. But Brother Tim, there's a window right there where that bunk bed is. And when it got bedtime, amen, she said, "Granddad," she said, "see the bears up here?" And I said, "I don't know, baby. Probably so. We're up here in the mountains. There's probably some up here." She said, "I'm going to sleep with you tonight." Amen. You know why she did that? Because she felt like if she could get close, it's going to be all right. Amen. See, I'm talking about just a few foot away. She was troubled. You know what happens to us? We just get a few feet away and we get troubled. But she knew, and I tell you what she did. I got in there and I sleep on my right side. And she got up in my back and dug in there. Amen. I'm talking about just got all up in there. And praise God. And I'm talking about she just went out. You say, why is that? Because she had peace. She felt like it's going to be all right. She wasn't, listen, wind is still right there. Amen. And I guess the bears are still in the woods. But she felt like as long as she was right there with me, it's going to be all right. Now, I'm going to tell you something, friend. There's a Savior. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God who's near to every one of us. Thank God who made us a promise He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And thank God if we'll get close to Him, we might be surprised what kind of peace we've got. And I'll tell you what He'll do in our lives. He'll let us get close to Him. Praise God. We can just dig up in there and get real close. Thank God. And I'll tell you what, I just reach over and get a hold of her. Praise the Lord. Amen. And she knew it's going to be okay. I promise you, friend, we're serving a God like that. Hey, friend, we're headed to the side, amen. Oh, yes. I said, "Don't you care?" He did all that. And the Bible said they feared exceedingly. Amen. They weren't afraid of the storm. They just couldn't believe what happened. The fear of God really hit them. And they got to talking to one another. They didn't even talk to Him. Isn't that amazing? I think they were afraid to say anything. They could have been ashamed. Amen. Isn't that right? You ever been ashamed? Oh, my soul, sometimes I'm so ashamed. I'm telling God how sorry I am. Amen, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that. And I'm sorry I felt that way. And I'm sorry I did it. Lord, I'm sorry. Yeah. Praise God, He loves me in spite of myself. And they said one to another, "What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? What? That even the seas and the winds obey Him." You know what sometimes happens in our lives? We get so overwhelmed with difficulties that we cease to see the deity and only see the humanity. That's right. And we're looking at Him like He's some man, but He's God. Amen. He allowed Himself to be robed in flesh, but He's God. He's all God. Every bit of God. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you what. And the Bible said right here, in chapter 5, verse 1, and they came over. You know what happened? They made it to the other side. They made it there. They made it. How do you know? Because Jesus said they were going, and thank God they got there. I'm just simply saying, friend, we're going. I'm telling you, we're going. It don't matter what we feel about it. It don't matter if we feel like we're going to make it or not. And you know what? Don't know me. And I may be wrong about this. And if I am, then just overlook me. But as far as I know, the boat's still full. He didn't say to throw the water out. They could have thrown the water out. Amen. But I tell you what, friend, we may have to go to the other side with the boat full, but we're going to the other side. Just say what I'm saying. Hey, you say, "My boat's full." Hey, you're still going to the other side. But they went to the other side with great peace and great comfort in their heart. And when you got comfort like that, it don't matter if the boat's full or not, friend. You just know He's there, praise God. And He can. I tell you, friend, there's a place called heaven for the redeemed. There's a better place, a better country, thank God. We're headed there by the grace of God. We're headed to the other side. Sometimes we fail to realize that. We fail to realize, friend, it's real. Praise God, it's real.
The winds of adversity blow, but we're headed there. Brother, listen, I'm not worried about getting there. I'm going to make it. He's going to take me there. That's where He's from. Amen. He knows the way. He is the way. Somebody said, how do you know you're going to make it? Because He's the way. Amen. Brother, one of these days, thank God I'm going to check out of this world. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm listening for the trumpet. I believe it's that close. I'm not setting any dates and times, and I'm not going to do foolish things like that. But I just know, friend, I'm headed home. Praise God, one of these days I'm going to be with Jesus. Thank God, I'm going to be with... I tell you what, all of them, and I tell you what, they all made it, we all going to make it. Those that say we're going to make it, friend. Not some of us. Praise God, all His children are going to be over there. Amen. Amen to God. Well, the question really is this morning, not whether we're going to the other side or not, but are you going? That's the real question. Amen. And if you're in Him, praise God, you're going. Amen. Amen. That's important, friend. A man needs to look on the inside. There was a time, friend, when I was not ready. Well, preacher, I'm ready. I'm ready. Brother, I'm ready. Praise God, I'm headed to the other side. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. And it seemed like the further I go, the more it means to me. Praise God, the more it means to me. Thank God that, brother, listen, one of these days, thank God I'm going to be there. I'm getting some folk on the other side now. Hey, man, they've already gone before me. They're on the other side. And I'm headed to the other side. You talk about a glad day. Praise God. You talk about a glad reunion day. Thank God you talk about a happy time. What's it going to be like? I can't tell you, friend. I just know it's going to be wonderful. And Jesus made it all possible. And thank God He makes it wonderful. And brother, we're headed to the other side. I appreciate the Lord. And I'd like to encourage your heart this morning. Brother, don't lose faith. Amen. Listen, everybody's all concerned about November. And I hope it goes a certain way. But I'm going to tell you what, friend, I don't care what happens in November. I'm headed to the other side. God's in control. And if He sees fit to let the winds of adversity blow, friend, I'm still headed to the other side. There's a lot of things I'm praying about and praying for and like to see. But the fact of the matter is God ain't changed and His Word ain't changed. And thank God, friend, lift up your eyes. Your redemption draweth nigh. He made us a promise. He said, listen, I'm not going to leave you down here forever. I'm coming back. And brother, He is. And we're moving out of here. Thank God to go home to be with God. That's a happy day, brother. Amen. Headed. Thank God headed to the other side. Amen. Let's stand on our feet this morning. Thank God heads bowed. Preacher, you come home, brother, if you will. Well, I appreciate the Lord headed to the other side. And